A uni of wholeness. A uni of wholeness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. A uni of wholeness. What does that mean? My, oh my. A uni of wholeness, a university of wholeness. What does that mean to you, and what does that mean to anybody? A university of wholeness. A university of wholeness is a school that teaches all is whole and perfect right now. A university of wholeness is one that teaches the universal concept that whatever was, is created ideal, is created perfect, is created flawless, is created with no need to change it. It is absolutely fantastic in all of its glorious ways. There is no need to change anything. Could there ever be a school in which wholeness is the total topic of the school's curriculum? Could there ever be a school like that? And of course, yes, there can. The University of Healing sort of reaches in that direction. Although the University of Healing still acknowledges with people their need or their desire, their human choices to be good or better, their human choices to be more improved, their human choices to be independently wealthy, their human choices to be healthy, to not have illnesses, to not have the problems that life brings into life's experience sometimes. Now, how could a university, how could a school ever exist that was sharing, teaching, demonstrating only wholeness? Well, that's an ideal school. Truly, it is an ideal school, and it's a school that we would all love to participate with, we say. But in the University of Healing, we're teaching absolute principles. We're teaching these absolute principles and how these absolute principles are lived by an individual, how they're lived by a human being. And we're teaching these absolute principles that when you begin to live the absolute principles, you forget that there is a human life and you live only on the concept that the allness, the divine life, is the only life we live. Now, to do that is quite a shift. It's a shift from the human to the divine. And people love to make that shift. They love to think of it academically. They love to think of it sort of theologically. They love to think of it in a realm of wishful thinking that it could be, not in the thinking that it is done now. And that's the heavy-duty point here. If a uni were to teach wholeness, it would teach it is done now. It is done now that all the world is living according to its highest and best. All the world is revealing its perfection right now under all circumstances. A uni of wholeness would be a university that reveals to the world its own inner self, its own inner perfection, its own inner ideal, its own inner ideal. The ideal of man is wholeness. The ideal of life is wholeness. The ideal of the expression of the universe, of creativity itself, is wholeness. Nothing else matters. Humans like to say things matter and give attention to things, and therein things take their attention away from their wholeness, Not that the wholeness does not continue to exist in all of its wonder and all of its magic and all of its glory, but you take your attention away from that wholeness, and in taking my attention away from that wholeness, I am saying, let's pretend. And let's pretend that this condition of not holiness, unholiness, you might say, this condition of not wholeness exists. I give it the power to exist. And as long as I give it my attention, it will appear to exist, whereas in reality, it has no existence at all. You can imagine yourself to be a wealthy person, and the moment you stop imagining yourself being a wealthy person, you're not a wealthy person. You can imagine yourself being a person who lives in your ideal spirit, mind, and body, and the moment you stop imagining yourself living in your ideal spirit, mind, and body, you are apparently not living in that ideal spirit, mind, and body. Now, what is the truth? Does principle stand on nothingness? Does it just on wishful thinking, or maybe, or on a continually changing idea? Well, no. Principle stands on the eternal principle that it always is, the eternal reality that it always is and never changes. Our imagination, our creativity, our feeling of drama, our feeling of all sorts of illusions make us think these things are real, make us think these things are what we have. Now, in computer sciences, they have a term that they use. They have reality and they have virtual reality and reality. Now, these two things sort of go along with what man is doing. Man is pretending. He is pretending that he is limited. And then he lives in that limitation. You are pretending you are getting 25 miles to a gallon on your car, and you think that's what it is. Well, scientists know you can have whatever you want. You can have 100, you can have 1,000, you can have an infinite number of miles available to a gallon of gas on your car. And they have done it. They have not gone in great extreme, but they have gone up to 100 miles, and they've gone better than that. Some cars even get 300, 400 miles to a gallon. Utterly amazing. It's not because they have a joint use of batteries and a joint use of other power sources, like pedaling or something like that, but it's because they can. The engine can do this. It can be designed that way. Now, that's a very physical object. That's a very limiting object because we have determined that we can only get so many miles to a gallon. And we live in that belief. We live in that consciousness. We live in that awareness. And as we are attempting to encourage automobile manufacturers to produce cars that get better mileage, we are praising them highly for just their little increases. And their little increases are whatever they're doing. Any manufacturer, except the divine, any manufacturer who creates an object, creates into it obsolescence, creates into it that it wears out. For if the world were full of objects that never wore out, people would have all this junk around that was whatever it was. They'd have all these cars around that were getting 15 miles to a gallon or getting 20 miles to a gallon or whatever. And these things would be a drug. There'd be no way to get rid of them. We'd melt them down, but they're still operating so perfectly. They're still doing everything right just the way they planned it. And people live with them, and perhaps a lifetime they would live with them. And that's what many people do. Even people, they say, your roof is good for 20 years. Your house is good for 50 years. And in Europe, many of the houses have been there 1,000 years. Unbelievable? Not really. It's what was put into the consciousness of the people who built it at the time they built it. This will last forever, they say, and it does. And their forever has not yet come to an end, and so it goes on forever. Now, the uni of wholeness would be directing our attention, would be directing our awareness to the fact that we are the creators of all the experiences in our life. And we are the creators of the ultimate. We are the absolute creators of the ideal man, of the ideal body. Because there's nothing wrong with any cell of our body. It can live forever. Any cell of our body can be young and vital and dynamic its entire experience, as long as it is fed, what we say, the nutrients, the values, as long as it is properly maintained, it can do this. Well, now, does it have to be maintained the way we think it has to be maintained, or is there another way? We think it must be given the proper nutrients on the physical level. And yet, when you're dealing with atoms, and you're dealing with quarks, and you're dealing with things that transcend any of the physical level as far as its way of existing, then you have to think in a whole new package, in a whole new ballgame. What do atoms need to make them work? Nothing. An atom is eternal within itself. It has its creative forces inside, the proton, neutron, electron, all these things moving around in a perfect pattern. And it's only when we disrupt that pattern for some reason that we get inside of it and we change it from the atom that it is designed as an ideal atom. And we have ideal atoms everywhere in our universe, everywhere in our body. That's our wholeness. We have those ideal atoms. And we try to put on those ideal atoms our human garb, our human limitation, our human expectation. And because we do that, those atoms operate differently. We want to split the atom. We want to do all sorts of things. But in the University of Wholeness, what happens? In the University of Wholeness, all is designed perfect as it is, ideal as it is. Now, we would like to be creative. We'd like to design new cars. We'd like to design new this or that. And as we design that, we want to manipulate and control the substances that we put into these things. If we're at the University of Wholeness, we learn we can design anything we want. But when we design something, we design it in its ideal format. We design it in its ideal beingness. We design it absolutely the ideal. No change ever needs to be made. And we design a car that does not need fuel. We design a car that does not need tires. We design a car that does whatever we want it to do, and it's just lovely. It just floats in the air. It goes where we want it to go. That's because we're thinking on that level. And then, of course, as we are truly in the University of Wholeness and we realize that we are where our thoughts are, we don't really need a car. We are where our thoughts are. We don't need a house. We don't need a road to travel on. We don't need a world to live in. But we can have any of these various devices that we find charming and interesting to us because they're okay to create. They're okay to have. They're okay to be. Now, what are we doing about them? What are we doing about these things that are okay to be? Well, we're enjoying them. We're enjoying them as human beings. An ideal being, as the University of Healing, the University of Wholeness reveals, an ideal being that the University of Wholeness reveals needs no change. The ideal being is ideal. It needs no food. It needs nothing external to itself. It is all within itself. It is like the atom, self-sufficient, totally self-sufficient. It does not need to be changed, to be manipulated, or in any way. Now, we take the atoms of the universe and we think in our thought and we create them to be a house. We create them to be a car. We create them to be a family. We create them to be people in the world. We create the atoms in our world to fulfill our forms. And what are atoms? This is what the University of Wholeness teaches. Atoms are energy. Oh, we define them in many physiological ways, but atoms are pure energy. And this energy is everywhere. And nowhere has more energy than anywhere else. But the energy is expressing however its creative cause desires it to express and has it express. The energy is expressing in every bountiful, beautiful, delightful way. And as it's expressing in this most magnificent way, what is it doing? It is being itself, and in the game of wholeness, in the game of diversity, in the game of imagination, it's having fun. It's being itself and having fun. Its ideal self. Now, its ideal self is to be life, to be vitality, to be immortality, to be universality. That is what the atom is. That is what energy is. That is what we are playing with. That's what we are delighting with. We are taking the energy of the universe and molding it into whatever our thought chooses to mold it into. And when our thought thinks in a limited frame of reference, then we mold it into limited experiences. When our thought thinks in unlimited frames of references and ideal concepts, then those are what we mold it into. We mold it into something that can be seen, something that can be felt, something that can be heard, that be tasted and experienced in all of the magical ways that it can be experienced. And it will always be that way. The University of Wholeness exists today. It exists in universality everywhere. The University of Wholeness exists in the heart of every single being, every divine being. The human beings have the University of Healing. The ideal beings, the divine beings, have the University of Wholeness, where everything exists as it is its divine pattern to exist. It's divine purpose to be whole and perfect. Its divine purpose is to reveal its oneness as all. And this is who we are. We live in our divine purpose to be one as all. We all are students of the Uni of Wholeness within ourselves. We don't always recognize it because we allow our attention to wander from that wholeness that we are. But as easy as we can allow our attention to wander, so easy we can bring our attention back. Bring our attention back to the wholeness that we are, back to the oneness that we are, back to the divinity that we are. And as we bring it back to the divinity that we are, as we bring it back to the wholeness that we are, then that is what we experience, and that is what we know, and that is what we delight in. Can you delight in such an experience? Can you delight in such an awareness? Can you delight in knowing you are wholeness now? You are divinity now? You are the allness now? Yes, you are. Yes, I am. Let's consciously participate, matriculate, act in the University of Wholeness now. For that is our reality, and that is our allness. And nothing could be more wonderful than that. Join me in this marvelous adventure now. I love you. I love you. I love you.